You are refreshed. We preferred you when you were depressed. So much more manageable. You know that is not true. We like you rowdy. Now what? More things? Right here. Stand if you think it's you. Further this way. Yeah, you're right. Wait. You are the one. This finger points at many at once. Sometimes we point there and they come from over there. Optimism is a good thing.
Hi. I would first like to thank my lunch companions who got me in a mood so that I got called on. Okay?
All right, now your time is up.
Oh, no. Okay. Can I read it? Because I'm afraid I'm going to forget how to, ask the question. I just don't want to forget. Okay, so most of the time I thrive. I keep my connection while I do my job, while I live my life. I enjoy people, and often I feel connected with Source. Appreciation is rather easy for me, so that's a joy. But, Abraham, you tell us that in order to manifest, we ought to focus on what we want rather than what's going on. What I want is nebulous to me. It's not clear. It's something about financial security, living my passions. But my job requires much, much focus. I'm a court reporting contractor. The amount of money I make, the places I work, the people I interact with, the cases change every day. I need to take care of the legal transcript from the beginning to the end. This means that most of my time is devoted to doing this job. But my point, Abraham, is this takes a lot of focus, a lot, a tremendous amount of focus.
Are you writing all of this down?
So I find myself spending way more time on my present circumstances and not as much time on my amorphous dream. You know, I do the right things. I enjoy the job. I use your processes to create better financial scenarios. I take pride in doing an excellent job. But after 25 years...
Did you get that? 25.
I'll say no more about that. Abraham, can you please tell me how I can focus more on the general feel-good dream than on this very demanding full-time job?
There's actually no hope for you. The most important thing that we want to remind you is that the creative process is three steps. Step one, you ask. You've been doing that, especially during the demands of your work. In other words, when you feel that your feet are nailed to the floor, you're asking for freedom. When you have too much to do, you're asking for more leeway. When it feels like too much physical effort involved, you're asking for more leverage in your energy. In other words,